His son, Remember Jr., who had been born 18 days after his father's fatal accident, became an occasional soldier of fortune in the French and Indian War, meeting an end even more tragic than his father's. Over 5 years, the young man enlisted in militias several different times, joining the unsuccessful 1755 British and American expedition against Crown Point, on the narrows at the south end of Lake Champlain, where the French had built Fort Saint-Frédéric, and the attack on Fort Ticonderoga, near there, in 1758. Remember finally settled down with a family in 1760 and operated a sawmill the next 6 years in Arlington, Vermont, where he persuaded his three cousins, Ethan and Ira Allen and Seth Warner, to join him from Connecticut and seek their fortunes with the grants the New Hampshire colony gave Vermont settlers. But trouble soon followed Remember Jr., who was something of a hothead. New York colony speculators laid claim, likely fraudulently, to the Vermont land that New Hampshire was doling out to Remember Jr., his cousins, and others. And by 1770, the speculators were trying to sell this land to other settlers. The Vermonters mobilized to defend their property. Ethan Allen was chosen as colonel to lead the Green Mountain Boys to battle the New York interlopers, with Remember Jr. and Seth Warner serving under Allen as company captains. The fighting turned nasty at times. Captain Baker lost a thumb when a band of New Yorkers wounded and captured him briefly in 1772. During the Revolutionary War, Captain Baker fought with the Patriots. But in August 1775, Indians allied with the British attacked his scouting party near the Vermont border with Canada and killed him, chopping off his toes and sticking his severed head on a stake. One of Captain Baker's grandsons, named Remember the Third, after his warrior grandfather, also served in the cavalry along the Canadian frontier during the War of 1812, but he never took part in any heavy fighting. Remember the Third, who bought adjoining tracts of land with his brother Luther in Stafford, New York, halfway between Buffalo and Rochester, married Cynthia Stannard in 1807. The couple had 8 children.